from KQED. Now we're going to bring you another in our StoryCorps series focused on Latinos in the San Joaquin Valley. This week we get to listen to a conversation partly in American Sign Language. It's between Armando Rivera, who is deaf, and his friend Paul Barnett. They met by chance in the early 80s at a grocery store. Armando taught Paul how to sign, and they've been friends ever since. An interpreter, who's a woman, translates Armando's side of the conversation. Armando makes vocal sounds when he signs. So you'll hear that too.
Well, let's see. I was in the grocery store and I was looking around and I noticed someone there and saying, "Excuse me." And then the, "Are you deaf?" "Oh no, you sign."
I knew the alphabet. And he was struggling with the clerk in the store. And
right.
So I, being a social work student, I thought I was going to save the world. So I jumped in to try and interpret, and a little that I knew. And, I thought it was a nice encounter. I wanted to learn a little bit more of the sign language. And so a week later, his mother calls and says, "Do you remember the deaf gentleman you met? He'd like to visit you." And I thought, well, sure, you know.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. I forgot that part of the story.
And first three words that he taught me were yes, no, and tomorrow. And if you think about it, you know, those are probably the three most important words.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've got a point there.
And about your mother and father, how did they communicate with you when you were growing up?
There was no signing. I was trying to lip read, but no signing.
Oh, okay. When you moved here to Fresno and you started work in the fields, what kind of work did you do? Grapes?
So we picked grapes, peaches. I mean, it was a variety of produce that we picked.
So describe a typical day. Like when you were working in the fields, what time would you have to get up in the morning?
Oh, gosh. Oh, about 3. It was 3 in the morning.
How old were you when you started working in the fields?
It started when I was when I was 16 through my teen years.
Describe what it was like, you know, working in the vines. Was it, did you see spiders, and was it dirty and dusty? And
oh, God, there were spiders, there were bees, there were, you know, snakes, there was everything. And then you're looking at all of their droppings and so forth.
Yes.
Oh, at the end of the day, I was all black, filled with dirt. I mean, you could even feel the dirt in your nose. In your nostrils, because when you're out there picking and you're breathing, you're inhaling all the dust and the dirt.
Uh-huh. Mondo, you told me a story once where your family was picking grapes, and there was 2 rows.
My father and sister and brother were at 1 row, and myself with my mom and other sibling were at the other row. So it was 3 against 3. And so what we do to alleviate the time is we'd create a race out of it, a competition, each of us to see who would finish the row, you know, which team would finish it. My father was happy when I was on his team because it meant, you know, his team won.
You know, I'm lucky that I met a native speaker who took the time and effort to teach me a different language, so I really appreciate that. Yeah, so we've been friends for 35 years now.
Hey, Papa!
This is pretty fun. This has been really fun.
That conversation between Paul Barnett and his friend Armando Rivera is part of a project with the Henry Madden Library at Fresno State. It was produced by the California Report with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. The project was co-sponsored by Fresno State's Office of the President, the College of Arts and Humanities, the College of Social Sciences, and Valley Public Radio. And that's the California Report Magazine, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Let us know what you think about our show. Send us a note at calreport@kqed.org or drop us a note on Facebook. Our director is Susie Rocho. Our technical producer is Seal Muller. And we had additional engineering from Katie McMurrin and Howard Gelman. Our online producer is David Marks. And our intern is Ryan Levy. We had production help from Eli Wirtschafter and Lacey Jane Roberts. The California Report's senior editor is Victoria Maulione. Our editorial team includes Kat Snow, Ingrid Becker, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Sasha Coca. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report Magazine.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, honoring the recipients of the 2017 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. Learn more at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.